Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, may we come before thy throne of praises. Our Lord, thanksgiving and appreciation unto you for your wonderful mercy and grace that kept us since we left here on Sunday. Thank you for helping the workers and also world business people, the students in their schools, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you for the activities of the day. Thank you very much, Lord, for joining us. You granted to us to be here this evening. Lord, we thank you for the song service. Thank you for the song leader. We appreciate you for all that has been done thus far. We pray that your friendship will not be virtue that went forth out of you. Thank you, Lord, for your servants that are here with us from far and near for the occasion of tomorrow at the prayer. We pray, O Lord, over God, the church, the left behind, O Lord, may you watch over them, Lord, their families. Lord, we pray that you will be gracious unto us this evening and have mercy upon us, Lord. May you speak to our waiting heart, Lord, words of encouragement. Lord, bless our souls, Lord, for that's why you have brought us to your presence. Have your way, Heavenly Father. May you be embedded as Christians, Lord, in this church. Help you, Lord, take me as a man out of the way. Bless the saints across the nations and the other nations, Lord. Father God in heaven, may the Holy Spirit drop one word that ministers grace unto every soul. Bring sinners under conviction. Baptize souls with the Holy Ghost, Lord. Heal the sick and the afflicted. At the end of this service, may there be no fruitful in the midst. In the hour of prayer, may you anoint us all together. Thank you, gracious Master. Jesus, wonderful name, we pray with faith and with all thanksgiving. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Welcome ourselves to church this evening in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus. Shall we turn in our Bibles to the book of 2 Kings? 2 Kings chapter 2. Kings chapter 2, we read verse 12. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, "My father, my father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof." And he saw him no more, and he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. Amen. Amen. The Lord bless his word this evening to our hearts. Shall please be seated. Welcome to church this evening in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We want to look briefly this evening. I think that we have just a short time of exhortation before going to prayer. The sermon where we stopped about a month ago, we say, a second-handed rule, the one of 56:11:25 in the morning. 56:11:25 in the morning. Then, in this short time we have, we'll bring some other things to connect with it, another sermon. I pray that the Lord will bless our soul. Praise the Lord. We find that the prophet was telling us the other time that Genesis is the sixth chapter, and that all righteousness started in Genesis. Every evil started in Genesis. Wickedness started in Genesis. Murder started in Genesis. The real true church started in Genesis. And the false church also started in Genesis. Wickedness, cheating all started in Genesis. And it continues like that, go to wind up. Because this is harvest time now. In the sixth chapter, what happened there is coming to a head now. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He made us to know that during the pilgrimage of Elijah on earth, as a vindicated prophet of the Almighty God, who withstood idolatry in Israel, he withstood Ahab and Jezebel, his wife. He stood firm, and the time came, he thought he was the only one remaining. And God told him, I've reserved 7,000 souls that have not bowed in knee to bow. But about made us to know that God, all the time, always have witnesses. Are we here? God always have witnesses. He said, now, just one person that he can put his trust in. He said, and today, he has many witnesses. And he wants you and I that wherever we are, we must be true living witness of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise be to God. And they made us know that during the pilgrimage of Elijah, here or now, that there was a school of prophets, sons of prophets, that gathered themselves together. Prophets said they were trying to imitate, not that they were trying to, they were impersonating Elijah, trying to wear the robe of Elijah. And then Moses said, just like that, school of seminary teaching today on earth. Said, that's how it was then. He said, but during his pilgrimage here, that's Elijah now, here on earth, they were trying to impersonate him, to imitate the way he does his thing. Remember that it was school of prophets. Just as we have, you know, seminary training schools today. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let me do something here for us. Just, we don't have time. Please bear with me. That's from the same second-handed book of 56:12-06, paragraph. Come on, please. Paragraph 18b. He said, in the days of Elijah, he knew that he was making ready for his translation. Elijah was making ready for his translation. God was going to take him on. So he had went up and called to Elisha to take his place. Thank you, brother. We read in the scripture in the Bible, 1 Kings chapter 19. God told him he should go and anoint Jehu to be the king of Israel. Because the word of the Lord against the house of Ahab must surely come to pass. First of all, they said, when we leave that place, go and anoint Elisha, the son of Shaphat, to take your place. Are you with me? So he has went up and called Elisha to take his place. And he threw his robe around him and called him to the ministry under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the Bible said, and now in them days, there are that school called the school of the prophet. And we will call it today a seminary. They have seen the great work that God was doing through Elijah. So they thought they will get them a school and hash out a few and get a few prophets across the land like Elijah. Well, that is a great thing, but it never was successful then. Neither will it work today. Praise the Lord. That's why God is the one that calls. That is the only flaw there is to it. God has to do
the calling. And if God don't do the calling, then he does the prophet no good to go. Remember, God has already told you. And God was preparing Elisha, ordinary flower man. But the Bible said he was not in the school of the prophet. He was not in the seminary. He was just a flower man in the field. And he was plowing as he was plowing with the oxen, and he was with the 12. The Bible said he was not calling somebody that will we go this way and we go that way. May God help us. He said, but if God has the calling, he will honor his word wherever he goes. God will be with the man that he calls. Let's serve in the name of the Lord. So we see here, Elijah was going. And when he got to the place by the inspiration and leadership of the Holy Spirit, he saw Elijah just plowing. And he threw his mantle upon him. Immediately the mantle of Elijah fell upon Elijah. Something happened deep down in his soul. He left off. And he followed Elijah. And he was serving Elijah. Praise be to God. Our God made us to know that once this rope fell upon Elijah, you know, sometimes the prophet will mix it like that, but we know what he's talking about. Once this rope of Elijah fell upon Elijah, he was a different man entirely. And he was a man of vision. So, Elijah, a time came, remember he has been serving Elijah now, a time came that the prophet now made us to in this chapter 2. When it came to pass that God will take away Elijah out of the earth, he now told Elisha, God has sent me to give you. You stay here. He said, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I'm not going to leave you. Praise the Lord. Let me do something from here. You have with me a little. You just want to exhort ourselves and to encourage yourself a little this evening. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The people, when he left that place, the Bible made us to know. You may not bother about this, but let me just speak because of time. I said it the other time, I just want to repeat. The Bible said, they went on to Gilgal. I'm reading from a God called man, which is the place of Christian confession and baptism. And he said, and then he said, just stay here. Now, this is good enough. You have made confession and baptism. This is good enough. I'm going up to Bethel, which means the house of God. Now, that would have been all right for a many professors. Oh, I've just come into the church and God fellowship. No, why not just stay right here? Remember that, you know, whatever baptism alone in the name of God just right is not sufficient for you. You must go on unto sanctification, and from sanctification unto the baptism of the Holy Spirit. May God help us, all. Because God doesn't want us to just be church member, bench woman, spectator. And I told us the other time, the problem we don't know that the believers of the Christian church age, they believe in the word of God. They repented, they were baptized, and they stopped there. Instead of them to go further and receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost in their soul. That's why when Paul met me, they said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? The problem is not you don't receive the Holy Ghost when you believe. You receive the Holy Ghost after you believe. Praise the Lord. When they go to this place, the students or the sons of the prophet in their seminary, they try to discourage Elisha. Let me tell you, what they said, Elisha was a man of vision. He was a man of purpose. There was something. Elisha was not only dependent upon that rope alone. Though God was talking upon him for many years, that he has had that rope upon him, that you know, Elijah laid upon him. But one thing is this, upon all that, he could not be distracted at all. No matter what is happening around you, blessed be the name of the Lord. Listen. You may say, Elisha couldn't think that way. He had already felt the power of God. He knew there was more for him. So he said, as the Lord liveth, and your soul liveth, I will not leave you. Oh, how I like that. Praise the Lord. And they went on to Bethel. Said, the Lord God has come to Bethel. You stay here. Elijah was trying to destroy Elijah. He was, you remember in another place? He was just sidetracking Elisha to see whether he will stay back or not. In another place, there, if you, maybe you can just stay here and be the dean of this college here. But that was not what was in the heart of Elijah, because something has happened deep down in on him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What is it? Let me tell you something here. Now, a man that has ever tasted God will not be willing or cannot quench the thirst of a man-made system. He can't do it. No, there, no, there, all the theology that they had there at the school of the prophet will not quench the thirst of that man of God who had had a taste of God. May God help us. That is one thing. When you give your life to Christ, no matter what is happening around you, the prophet is just admonishing you and me here this evening. We should never let our mind be distracted away from the word of God. We look straight upon the word of God, because Elisha's mind and eyes was already upon Elijah. Every step he was following him. Every step he was following him. Every step was following him. So no matter what, when the sons of the prophet, when they came around, you know that God is going to take away your master from your head. They say, hold your peace. I believe that, a person that has met God personally and have a personal relationship with God, no matter what happens around, whether you are a student, whether you are a worker, whether whatever, nothing will ever shake you. Because they were trying to persuade him. Don't you know that you are going to crack up your head? Elijah was not minding whatever they were saying. They were going to discourage him. They were, look, no matter what, when your master is taken away from you, you are going to become a fanatic. That was not what was in the heart of Elijah. Let me read something here for us. Let me continue with this. Hallelujah. And then, Professor, listen to what he said. He said, when they told him, don't you know that God was going to take away your master from your head? He told them, yes, I know it, but hold your peace. In other words, save your breath. Don't try to tell me about it. Don't try to tell me what I am doing. I know where I am going and what I am after. May God help us, church. God, give us men like that. God train men who knows how, who knows not to wiggle off on this and wiggle off on that. I know where I'm going, and don't speak to me about it. Just hold your breath. Don't try to discourage me, because it isn't going to do you any good. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So no matter all that they try to do to Elijah was not after whatever is happening around him. What he was after is set his eyes upon Elijah. I mean upon Elijah. I'm sorry when I mention Elijah. No, just to say Elijah. Bear with me. Elijah himself was trying to discourage him. What he said? He was trying to try him. He was trying him. He was testing him to see whether he will go back or not. A person that has met God will not go back. We are trying to speak about, the family daughter 2 days ago about one preacher. Brother Ramsey. Brother was talking with him that he should go with him to the meeting. He said, no. I don't stand up anymore. So what? Are you teasing me? Say no. Papa said, the thing got into my nerves. He got home, he told his wife, Bina. This is what Brother Ramsey said. Few days later, I went to him. Brother Ramsey, I came here a few days ago, and you told me that you are almost having go. Are you mocking me or you are joking? He said, no. I don't feel like even talking about it anymore. He said, would you love to serve God? He said, no. He said, because, he said, why? What is it? One, he said, something happened. No matter what happened in this Christian journey, if you are a man of this, if God has revealed himself personally to you, you will never deny him. Let come, let go, what you may. There is no discouragement in the path of a true child of the living God. A child of God, trials, testing, remember, some food have flow, some food have flow, some food have waters, others food have flow, some through fire, and some through this and that. But you know, they are marching on anyhow. May God help us, John. That's what he said we are in now. This is not that of discouragement. It is because somebody has not yet received the Holy Ghost deep down in his or her soul. That's what the problem is. Amen. He said, later now. He said, no. I'm not serving God again. Another brother came to him. Told him, look, you are saying that you are not serving God. He said, won't you love to serve God? He said, no. He said, right in the arms of that brother. A few days later, God took him away. Hey, brothers and sisters, may God help you. May God help you. Because we don't want to call Jordan as a coward. We want to be wrapped in the robe of his righteousness, which is the daily Holy Ghost baptism in the soul. Praise be to God. Our time is short. Just bear with me, please. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Let me read this. You know, Moses said, he took 10 years and back in the 11:25, paragraph 39, down. And he took about 10 years. Now, notice Elijah there. After he threw his rope on him and tried it on him, in other words, Elijah, the prophet, who had the mantle of God on his shoulder, he came down and laid it across Elisha, the farmer, to see if it will fit him. We have come to something, brothers and sisters. And it took about 10 years to get altar to fit that mantle. Amen. You know, God usually put us in the shop and trim us up. Thank you, my brother. Are you there? Now, he didn't alter his role to fit Elisha. He ordered Elisha to fill the role. And that is what he does today. That's why the prophet admonished you and I. So in another psalm, he said, don't pray to change the mind of God. Are you with me? Don't pray to change the mind of God. He said, pray that God will change your heart. Or God will change your way. God will change your mind. May God help you and me, my brother, my sister. He orders us to fit the role. What is the role? Holy Ghost baptism. Not the role to fit up. Sometimes we want to make the role fit up. We can't do that. You've got to be altered yourself for the role. It is God's role and he made it perfect. Amen. Praise the Lord. That would be pleased. Let's have the name of God. Let me come to please that 56:12-06. 56:12-06. We are closing any moment from now. You must not try to alter the will of God. Blessed be the name of God. Can I go to paragraph 38, please? Let me see.
Prophet said here, many a times, that's the paragraph 32C there. Many times, when there is a blessing lying right ahead, laying right ahead, the devil tries everything he can to discourage us. We go through trials and tests, but Elisha, being spiritual minded also, he knew that he had a purpose and he wasn't going to leave Elijah. He said, I did not leave it, and your soul leave it. I'm not going to leave you. I like that. That determination. Amen. And oh, we take a little thing from God and get all discouraged in an hour. But not Elisha. He looked forward to the time. He knew that it was close at hand. So he went to another place and he said, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord is calling me to somewhere. You just stay right back. But there is no sign, there is no staying back with Elisha. He had the revelation of what God was going to do. Remember, he was called for a purpose. He was God called man. If it was no God that sent Elijah to him, that's why God made us to know. It would be of no use for Elijah to go. But Elijah was led by the inspiration of the Almighty God. And he found Elisha. Amen? He found Elisha. And when he found him, he knew that that was the man. And he put the robe on him. As soon as he put the robe on him, something happened. So all whatever is happening around him, to try to discourage him, or to try to persuade him from the real will of God, Elisha was not for that. He was a spiritual man. God help us. Let me come down. All right. I still want to read about this. You must not, about uttering the robe of God, you must never try to do that. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And Elisha, paragraph 39, of this 56 12 verses. Thank you. And Elisha, oh, he wanted that spirit. Are you there? The Father made us to know it was not the spirit of, it was not the robe of Elijah. It was God's own robe upon Elijah that did those things. So Elisha knew, as a man of vision, as a man of purpose, that something was going to happen. Oh, his eyes was upon the word of God. Maybe we won't go there by the grace of God. And Elisha, oh, he wanted that spirit. And though he didn't have any promise of it yet, but he knew that Elijah was wearing a robe. And he knew he had that robe on. And I can see him stand up upon the hill where all the school, the DD and PhD, was standing there. Was standing back. See what was going to take place. But Elisha had had that robe on, many years before. Now, Elisha had to grow to fit the robe. Amen. Elisha has to grow to fit the robe. Today, we are trying to cut the robe to fit us. And God has to cut us to fit the robe. So, whenever the word of God goes forth, he cuts me this way, cuts you that way, cuts you this way, cuts you that way. It is God's purpose for you and me. God wants to achieve something in your life, something in my life. There should be no grumbling, there should be no resistance or no rebellion against the word of the living God. Do you know what Elisha passed through? That's why the testimony came later. When Jehoshaphat, that righteous king, went to meet with Ahab and compromised and had alliance with the Ahab, a wicked king. And then they went to war together. And that came that there was no water. And Ahab cried. He said, oh, Allah,
The Lord God Almighty has brought us here to kill us. Because they didn't have water to drink. Then one of his servants said, is there a prophet that we can inquire for come? Then one of his servants said, yes, there is Elisha who poured water upon the hand of Elijah. See, it depends on the kind of association you are making with. Are you with me? May God help us. Today, we are trying to cut the rope to fit us. And God has to cut us to fit the rope. So, there is a way God deals with his children. A God called child of God, whether man or woman, boy or girl. When you receive the Holy Ghost baptism in your soul, there is a way God deals with you. There is a way God deals with me. May God help us, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You go to utter yourself to meet God's Holy Spirit. God won't utter the Holy Spirit to meet your desire. But you go to utter yourself. So Elisha has several years of growing in to fill the role. Praise the Lord. Yeah, we are in this our time, my brother, my sister. God is dealing with his children. Remember, it's an individual race. Before coming to the race we are running is an individual race. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So no matter what is happening, remember, it is God that called. No man taketh this honor to himself. No man can just put himself into the ministry. Nobody can do it. And that's why the problem in this sermon here is what you know. He still wants the people to know somewhere where he preaches. That look, you know, there is a difference between gift of prophecy and a prophet. He said, gift of prophecy or whatever gift can be judged or can be examined, can be discerned. He said, but you cannot judge a prophet. He said, we have a major prophet and we have a minor prophet. And today you see what is happening in the land. Listen. Prophetic office is a dangerous office. Are you there? Prophetic office is a dangerous office because if somebody says, God said the Lord, when God has not spoken, somebody says, you cannot make God a liar. Because God cannot lie. May God help us, church. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So, the word of God is ever true. God bless you. And in everything that we do, remember, whatever gift you think that you have, you must bring it to the word of living God. You always say, if it does not dictate, we read Bible from Genesis to Revelation, it is from the devil. God help us. I say, God help us. So, Elijah was following Elijah. His eyes was upon Elijah. And then, when they got to a place now, they crossed Jordan and asked him, ask what you will. Ask what you will before I leave you. And he said, the only thing I want the double portion of your spirit to come upon me. Elijah said, you have asked a hard thing. But if you see me going, then you can have it. The prophet said, we should cast our eyes upon the promise of God. That's all. He said, because why? Elijah here had big thing from Elijah. Elijah had big thing from Elijah. And the Bible said, ask whatsoever you desire, it shall be given unto you. And when they admonish you, ask something big from God. See, sometimes when you are prayed for and nothing happens, you say, oh, though we believe in our church that, you know, they pray for the seed and things happen. Say, they are prayed for me and didn't receive anything. Papa said, don't cast eyes away from the promise of God. If God said, I'm the Lord that healed your disease, all your diseases, he's the one that healed all our diseases. Ask big things from God. Never let be discouraged. And never let nothing at all discourage you. Whether papa, whether mama, whether husband, whether wife, whatever, whether friend, whoever, whatever friend, even in the church, don't let them discourage. Don't let nothing discourage you. You fix your eyes upon the word of living God. May God help us, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's bow our heads. Jesus said, if thou can believe, all things are possible. We remind ourselves tonight again that the Holy Ghost is a promise from God. And it is to the elect. And it is to his children that are called. The one and I will pass away. The word of God will never pass away or fulfill. Never you try to listen to the suggestion of the devil. You are going to Jordan. If Elisha has said, see the type of see me following the prophet, and his attention was distracted, he would not have known when the chariots of fire and the horses of fire come down, and Elijah was taken off into heaven. That would have been the end. But he fixed his eyes upon the wall, upon the war of Elijah. We said, God has already spoken it, and his mother has already confirmed it. God is still God today. Circumstances around you, you look into the promise of the Lord. Fix your eyes on Him who made the promise, not you, not me, not anybody else but God Himself.
is time to turn deaf ears to anything I said I want to bring to you. Turn your deaf ears to Satan's suggestion and open your heart to the word of the living God. If he has done something in the past, he still remains the same yesterday, today, and forever. He can still do something. He has never failed and he can't fail. Trying time, testing time, troublous time. Just hide yourself from that shed as we spoke the other day. Only one shelter. Because sinners and unbelievers and the people of the world, they are going to chaos. But we have a shelter. Oh, a shelter. A hiding place. The name of God is a strong tower, the righteous one to eat, and a safe. Think of it. Let us be positive. Fulfill this role. Whichever way pleases you, I want to fulfill this role. God help me. He can. You cannot alter the Holy Spirit to fit you. You and I have to alter ourselves to feed the Holy Spirit. Try us with God. Tell us with God. That's why believe in God's children doesn't complain. They don't murmur. They don't grumble. They set their compass right. They set their, their eyes straight on the word of living God. The other day we worried about our loved ones. But they will say, if their names are written in the last book of life before the foundation of the world, don't worry. We just live the life before them. And believe God for them. Leave the rest in the hand of God, mighty God. He will carry it out to the end. He knows what to do. He knows how to do it. You don't know. I don't know. God knows because He is infinite. bless the Lord. I pray for to you for bringing us together for the meeting, prayer meeting again this evening. We cannot appreciate you enough, Lord, for all you have been doing for us since we left here on Sunday. We'll be guiding us that we took, we'll be meeting our needs, fighting our battles as usual. We are very grateful, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, for making a way for us tonight again to sit at your feet, to present ourselves unto you. The prophet said that's one of the reasons why we come to your house, is to check up with our soul salvation. The word of admonition has gone forth. In the course of it, to grow, we have realized here and there needs in our lives, physical, might be spiritual, material, financial, whatsoever those needs might be. We are looking unto you at this hour. You have taught us in your word that whatsoever thing we desire, when we ask in prayer, we should believe that we have received such a thing, and then shall we have it. Lord, as we have spoken to you in our way, Lord, may we believe that you have answered our prayers in the name of Jesus. Master, whatsoever those needs might be, take on belief away from our heart. Help us not to listen to the suggestions of the devil. May we truly look unto you, O God, knowing that you that have made these promises, you are a faithful God, and you can never fail. Heaven and earth will pass away, but the judge of your war will never fail or fulfill. We believe you, O God. We keep believing and holding on to the promises until we see them manifested and vindicated. Thank you, Father. We ask whatsoever that brought your children to the altar, those who have lifted up their hands, Lord Jesus, we don't know but thou knowest, Lord. Meet every one of us at the point of our needs, Lord. May what has brought us, may it turn to testimonies that you have answered our prayers. Thank you, righteous Father. May we learn a lesson from Elisha, the way he did not allow anything to shake him up. He didn't allow anything to distract him. He was just keeping straight, looking at the promise. May we continue to look at your promises, but you bring them to manifestation. Thank you, Father. We commit the rest of the service into your hands. We pray you inspire each and every one of us, and we pray as we commence it, Lord. Once we get started, your servant that you have used, and in all the nations of the world, your servant that we start today and minister to your people, pass through them, O God, as treated them, Lord. Thank you, our Master. We love you because you first of all love us. In Jesus' most holy name, we pray. Amen.
Okay, you got to sell it. Thank you.
Give us a wonderful night rest, Father. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that the rest of the week may be full of your blessings, Lord. Thank you, King of Glory. Your servant, you have made himself tonight. Virtue has left him. May you recall him, dear Father. May you renew his strength and let all the honor of his ministry. Thank you, eternal Father. Once you see your servant and service with us tonight, may you bless them individually. Blessed be your wonderful name. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. The Lord bless you. Well, since you know what the reason why we have some ministers with us tonight, it's not that we have a ministers meeting here. It's because of the trip to Ekwe that make some of them to come here, because this place is closer to Ekwe than where they are from. We have Pastor Peter Tinsay from the Conflict City. Shalom, God bless you, welcome. God bless you. We also have with us Pastor Lucas Adioba from Malaysia. And then we have Reverend Joseph Papuas also from the same local assembly. God bless you. Some of the ministers are already in their way, and some other people. And God willing, those of us that have made plans to travel, we ought to set out as early as possible tomorrow for the program, which is kick off 11 o'clock, and by it is 2:33 we should be done, then everybody will be going back to their places. Let's remember to continue to pray for the family and the church that the minister left behind for the grace of God. God bless you all. Shall we rise? Number 60. I'm following Jesus one step at a time. Yeah.